Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Good day on Wall Street today, Crowder. Get a little bit back.
Yay.
Dow Jones up 153 points, S&P 500 up 51 points, NASDAQ up 316 points. Give you an official cat talk here. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. And again, tomorrow, Dave and Buster's Panthers watch party, Celsius will be out there with plenty of samples in case you want to try some of their new flavors. Here is some sound post-game. Last night, Panthers go up 3-0. Over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are in the proverbial driver's seat. Matthew Tkachuk at his locker after the win, talking about the game.
I mean, it's been a very even series, I think. And, you know, we've had pretty good starts in the games. And tonight was pretty even. And then, you know, we seemed to take over in the middle part of the first and then got in a little bit of penalty trouble, which gave them some life. And that trickled into the second period. But I thought that, you know, when they made it 2-1, we had a few shifts where they were absolutely dominating us. And then got a huge goal from Rhino and then a big goal after that and seemed to get a little bit of momentum back in the second. And then the third was a solid period overall. So a lot we can learn from. But, yeah, the starts have been important for us.
Did you guys feel like you were getting into a little bit of a track meet with them in that second?
Yeah, and that's not going to work well for us. I mean, we can play that, but that's what they're so unbelievable at. So we try to not play into their strengths is the best way to put it. But they have so much talent that they're going to, you know, take over for some shifts and, you know, some you know, time during the game are that good. So there's been, you know, stretches throughout the series where they've taken it to us, but that's where you just got to stay tight and just grind it out until you get momentum back.
But not very much, right? I mean, you guys have...
No, we've... I mean, we've
done what you wanted.
I mean, we're in a position right now that we would have, you know, kind of dreamed about at the beginning of the series. So we're in a great position. I mean, if I'm standing here now saying we'd be up 3-0, we'd gladly take it. But there's been a stretches where they've played really, really well. And I think it's been a really close series so far in the first three games. And we've been getting some unbelievable goaltending that's really weathered the storm for us.
There you go. Matthew Tkachuk after the game. So I like what he says. You know, he's like, well, we could do this better. We could do that better. And then, you know what? Before the series, though, if you told us we'd be standing here up 3-0, we'd have signed up for that. So. Again, you keep your game face on, not celebrating. You're not counting it as a series victory already, but they have a chance to sweep them tomorrow in Tampa. By the way, if they don't sweep them tomorrow in Tampa, game five will be Monday in Sunrise. And I believe they announced a 7 p.m. puck drop for that, if it gets to that. I have a feeling they take care of them tomorrow, and we all celebrate.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy watching the Maple Leafs and the Bruins battle each other, figure out who we would play next.
Get us a nice rest.
Get a little nice rest. Mm-hmm. Let's get some headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Day after a big Panthers win, day after round one of the NFL draft. A lot going on tonight. Here are your 4 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So Caleb Williams yesterday, we haven't really discussed the draft as a whole. Caleb Williams, as we all knew, is inevitable, is expected, goes number one to the Chicago Bears. He broke Fanatics' record for draft night merch sales for any draft pick in any sport. The previous record was Caitlin Clark just a couple weeks ago in the WNBA, and he broke it last night.
Wow. I did not realize that. That's pretty cool. Bears got a hell of a first round. I was watching Sylvie from ESPN Chicago on Instagram, and, you know, he doesn't get excited about anything when it comes to the Bears and the White Sox, and he is beside himself with excitement over the Bears. So, and you talk with him on the pivot, you think he's the real deal.
Bro, he got me. Yeah. He's been trained. He's been taught. I actually, last night, after doing the draft and the pivot we did, his trainer was there, but not his college trainer. His trainer that started training him at 10 years old to play quarterback in the league. His nutritionist from 12 years old. Like, he was molded to be a quarterback. But just listen, Caleb is handing the ball off to DeAndre Swift. And he's also throwing it to DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Adoozy, Adoozy, whatever the hell his name is. And
Rome's Cole a doozy. Kirk.
Bro, he's potentially has three Pro Bowl receivers, one of the fastest running backs in the league, and a top tight end to get the ball to. I think the Bears offense is about to be special.
If it's not, everybody's wrong.
Yes.
And that can happen.
Yes.
But this isn't one of those, hey, here's what everybody's thinking, but we're doing this. If Caleb Williams is not a special NFL quarterback, then everybody's wrong.
Oh, yeah. And I'll admit if I'm wrong, but he got me. Caleb has sold me that Caleb Williams will be a Pro Bowler here in the next couple years.
Then it was, you know, pure quarterbacks. Second overall pick, Jaden Daniels. He goes from LSU, Heisman Trophy winner. He goes to the Washington Commanders. And the New England Patriots have their new franchise quarterback, Drake May, from the ACC, UNC. He was selected third overall by Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Come on, man.
Did you notice my internet just bumped out for like 30 seconds, Solana?
No, I did not.
So everything went black on my screen, and I lost the audio feed as you were talking there. But you told me the other day it's like 4:10 every day.
Yeah. No, I mean, literally, right? At around 4 o'clock every single day, your internet kind of craps out. What's funny is those are probably your best 30 seconds on the show today. So
I felt like I added the most that I added all day during that time that I was saying, hello, hello, hello.
Marvin Harrison Jr. went fourth overall. Kyler Murray has his number one receiver. That Crowder, I know you've talked about him before, but that dude's going to be number one receiver this year. Like, he doesn't need 2-3 years from now. He's ready to go.
No, he's going to be like the what's that? The fantasy stuff. Like, he'll be a top eight guy walking into the building. He is a special, special athlete.
Yeah. So then the shock of the draft, as we all discussed with John Michaels in the last hour, eighth overall pick, the Falcons go with Michael Penix Jr. So any thoughts of him being there at 21, would the Dolphins even perhaps consider it? Didn't end up playing out anyways because he was taken by the Atlanta Falcons, who just paid Kirk Cousins, made him the highest paid quarterback in the offseason, and they have themselves another lefty.
All right.
Yeah. I think people panicked.
I don't know.
And then J.J. McCarthy ended up going in the top 10. The Minnesota Vikings took the Michigan quarterback.
Man, he looked, can't remember if it was him or Drake May. Somebody looked 12 years old to me when I was watching it on TV. I could not believe.
With the bang, with the little heavy fluff front.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That was J.J. McCarthy.
Is that who it was? Yeah, I could not believe how young he looked.
He hadn't grown facial hair yet. Maybe he's going to be great when he hits puberty.
I'm telling you, he didn't. He did not have facial hair. Like, I could not believe how young he looked.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in that they were looking for your broadcast yesterday, that they did not like ESPN's coverage. You can watch the draft on ESPN, NFL Network, ABC. They were looking for your broadcast. Did you ever figure out if you were being broadcast somewhere?
No, we're actually putting it out today. Dan Orlovsky sat down with us and broke it down. And then we had Malik Nabers come, and we had Dallas Turner come after they got drafted. But Dan Orlovsky sits down and breaks down like the top, I think it was 15 picks. Dan Orlovsky is a smart human being.
Yeah, he knows. Really does. He knows his stuff.
So it's dumb Crowder talking to Dan Orlovsky about what the next pick is, and he's calling out four or five picks before they happen. They're like, okay, so he went there, so that means JJ has to go here. Minnesota should trade up in front of them. He was calling out everything that was going to happen in the draft. It was pretty. It'd be cool to watch. It was pretty cool to sit and watch him like mentally go through what has to happen now. Dan knows his stuff for real.
Where does one see this?
Huh?
What do you do? You just text us. You text us the video. Where is this?
Streaming. It'll be. I think it's on YouTube at like 5 today.
On the Pivot site.
The Pivot site. Yeah, it's gonna be like our draft special.
Gotcha.
But if it's not there, look elsewhere.
Could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable. Bo Nix went 12th overall, another quarterback out of Oregon, very QB-heavy draft. I think everybody was expecting it. And your boy Crowder, Brock Bowers, ended up with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Bro, Brock Bowers is special. He ate the Gators' ass up for years.
Yeah. There was a Florida Gator taken in the first round. The wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, was taken with the second-to-last pick, the penultimate pick in the first round. He is a San Francisco 49er. A lot of people thought that was one of the guys, that's what Adam Beasley had mentioned, that the Miami Dolphins would have traded back into the first round for. Because Chris Greer, he said it in that post-draft press conference with him and Mike McDaniel, that they were, after picking Chop Robinson, they were still working the phones. You know, they got all their phones in the draft war room. They were still working the phones, trying to perhaps get back into that first round.
Pearsall can play. He's a slot guy. So he'll get work in the San Francisco offense.
Yeah, which
he's
means...
white.
That could mean a couple of those guys, like Brandon Ayuk, maybe Deebo Samuel. See ya.
One of those two are going.
Yeah.
For you to draft a first-round receiver, you can't keep both of those guys. And Ayuk wants to get paid. Somebody's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's your recap of the first round of the NFL draft.
What time does round two start tonight?
7 p.m., I believe I read. 7 p.m.
All right.
But maybe check that out.
Jimmy?
Nah, 7 p.m. Yeah. Just joking.
What do you find out?
I'll check it out. Let me find it.
Right. Yeah. Rounds 2 through 3 today, 7 p.m. Tomorrow, you get rounds 4 through 7 starting at 12 noon tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Here's your schedule. The Florida Panthers play tomorrow. It is a 5 p.m. puck drop. Hawk and maybe Crowder will be at Dave and Buster's tomorrow for our Panthers watch party. The Cats can sweep tomorrow. The Heat play at 6 tomorrow. You can listen to that game on WQAM. Game 3 between the Heat and the Celtics.
Yeah, Lil Chan got a baseball game at, I think, 1:30, so it'll be over at 3.
Boom!
Come right to Dave and Buster's. We set to go.
Perfectly. Let me give you 15 minutes of Heat. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. You mentioned 6 o'clock tomorrow. And I was about to say, Solon, it's going to be electric at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah.
But then you go, 6 o'clock on a Saturday. And I want to read you this email that Ira Winderman got at the Sun Sentinel. What will it take to get the Kaseya Center full for the start of Saturday's game? Home court advantage shouldn't arrive in the second quarter. This is what Ira says. Tell fans that the 6 p.m. start is actually 4 p.m. Or closing the lounges before tip-off. Mm. Or by introducing Heat fans to the myriad options of public transportation. TD Garden is similarly built alongside a waterfront, limiting traffic access, but also is built alongside North Station. Or he says, by offering a giveaway, but only to the first X amount of fans. It's amazing what fans will do for free stuff. Similarly, by offering severely reduced priced concessions until tip-off. Or by assuring fans there will be ample video monitors to watch the 5 p.m. start of Saturday's Panthers game.
Hmm.
You know what I do like in Ira's suggestions there? Because he's being a little glib. Severely reduced concession prices, I think, would get people there early. Because if you're going to pay $4 for a beer between 5 and 6, or $40 for a beer after 6, I don't know what the prices are. But you know what I mean? If you reduce the concessions, maybe you get people there early. Do you think it's going to be anywhere near a full house at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Solana?
100%. This whole idea that Heat fans show up late is accurate during the regular season, not for postseason basketball. If it's Monday at 7, right? Like if Monday night ends up being a 7
Didn't
o'clock
game. Didn't
it look
game, light, though, when the Bulls played in that play-in game at the beginning of the game?
We're talking about a play-in game. The play-in game, Hawk? The play – we're talking about a play-in game, bro. Are you kidding me?
There's either regular season or postseason. That's technically postseason.
Last year, this is a true story. Or I lie a lot. Maybe it's not. But just trust me on this.
Sometimes his true stories are not
correct. But last year, I remember Monica McNutt, who actually does a very good job on ESPN. She calls some of the Knicks games as well. She is very good at her job. But she made the mistake that a lot of national broadcasters make, which is – when her beloved Knicks went down 1-0 and then it was 1-1 and the Heat were coming back to close out game 6, she made the mistake of talking about how bad the Miami crowd is. And she just pandered to Knicks fans. Like, I get it. All right, Monica McNutt, I get what you're doing. I took a video 4 minutes before the national anthem started. We went to commercial break. Monica McNutt was sitting to my right. I took a video of the crowd last season in the NBA playoffs. There wasn't an empty seat 4 minutes before the anthem, which means there's still 12 minutes before tip-off. Heat fans show up for a Saturday afternoon game.
What round was this?
Second round.
And it was against the Knicks?
Yeah, but it was mostly Heat fans.
Well, those are Knicks fans.
No, mostly Heat fans, Hawk. Mostly Heat fans. Game 6, closeout game. You all remember Heat won. All right, sent the Knicks packing. And there wasn't an empty seat at the Kaseya Center last year. There's a video on Instagram, on WQAM's Instagram, if you want to scroll down and look for it.
It's not there.
It is. 100%.
Because we can do the research and find out what game it was and what date it was on, and we could be able to look it up, and it's not going to be there.
Well, trust me, if Solana Instagrammed it out, it absolutely ended up on the 560 Instagram page because he re-Instagrams everything he does and retweets everything he does on all the 560 pages.
Listen, I'm the only one putting out content on the WQAM socials, so you're
welcome. You're actually not. You're just retweeting yourself.
No chance, Solana. I was at the finals.
Right. It was slammed before the games. Like,
no,
but don't peddle this narrative in the crowd. Don't do this.
Well,
don't.
The finals are at like 9:15. That's actually perfectly suited.
And there
were
still
Miami
people
crowd
walking past me after I was.
That's what I'm saying.
Outside.
Saturday at 6 o'clock,
stadium will be slammed. It'll be slammed. People will be in their seats for a playoff game, especially after the Heat took game 2. I trust South Florida. I do. I trust everybody to be in their seats tomorrow. And hey, if you sold your tickets, if you're a season ticket holder and you sold your tickets, you know who's buying those tickets. Because you want to make money for the playoffs.
You always sell your tickets. You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore, so this doesn't apply to me anymore. But if you're a season ticket holder after the Heat did what they did after Coach Spo turned into Psycho Spo and put on a coaching masterclass, and you put up the value of your tickets to make a quick buck for game three after what the Heat did for you on Wednesday, you know who's buying those tickets. It's those losers coming from Boston and Green. So you should be ashamed of yourself, you bums. Go to the games.
I'm going to be in hide until well in the second quarter.
You'll be there in the third and the fourth, too, because those are your tickets. You just get club tickets.
How much for real seats? Yeah, I slide it high for about 100.
All right. So tomorrow, 6 p.m. Don't embarrass me, Heat Nation. Come on.
4 p.m. They changed the time, everybody.
Somebody says it's a lie. The seats are red. Gives the illusion of the fans are there. Hey, dummy, it's white hot. Nobody's wearing red, okay? Everybody's wearing white. That bothers me, too. Everybody knows for the past decade, white hot for the Heat. Since 2006, white hot for the playoffs.
I like, hey, dummy. That's always funny to me.
I mean, people show up in black. People show up in red. What are you doing, bro? You don't have one white shirt? One.
Wait a second. Are you angry at the fans or you're not angry at the fans? You just supported them by how everyone's there and the place is packed. Now you're ripping the fans. They don't know what color to wear.
Wear white. Be in your seat by 5:50. All right? Don't embarrass me, Heat Nation. Come on.
Okay. All right.
By the way, they
a lot of ground there.
They do have like some special offers at the 601 Lounge. Like they have happy hour, $6.01 drinks before games. So they do that.
Go there. You get some cheap eats, and you move on with your life. Yeah. You're buying the tickets. Why do you want to miss any of the game?
Like mingling.
Heat are 9-point underdogs, by the way.
Maybe that's why.
I had a nice little hit on Carter Verhaeghe. Hey. Over 2.5 shots on goal last night. Cash that ticket. Heater.
Panthers, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Talk about it. I think I've won 2 bets in a row. I can't tell you the last time that's happened.
What? Rolling, doo-doo.
Let me see. Oh, no. I'm wrong. I lost 2 bets in between my last victories. That's what I meant.
The Bucks do play the Pacers today, game 3.
But who knew Spo wasn't going to play Kevin Love at all in game 2? What are we doing here? Guy stole my money.
The coaching genius.
Spo's a thief. Hey, let's see you win with Kevin Love out there.
You pulling his card?
See how good you are, Spo. Put Kevin Love out there for a few minutes.
Bucks do play the Pacers tonight at 5:30. Clippers, Mavericks, that game's at 8 p.m. Both those series are 1-1. Timberwolves have a 2-0 series lead. They head to Phoenix tonight. That's a 10:30 p.m. game. Can Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal hold off going down 3-0? Find out tonight.
I think they're going to get their asses handed to them. I think they're going to be swept. I think they're the favorites tonight, but I think they're going to be swept. I think they're just kind of checked out.
Finally, guys, today's national.
Phoenix, a 5-point favorite tonight.
Okay. Today's National Pretzel Day, gentlemen. Were you aware?
Love a pretzel. I was aware.
You eat a pretzel when nothing else is available.
Were you talking about like a bag of rolled gold? Like you're talking about like, because I don't know if we're talking about like a Philly pretzel or pretzel on the street in New York or whatever. Like it depends what kind of pretzel you're talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about the little bagged, hard
pretzel. I'm with you on that. Because give me some Cape Cod chips or whatever. Like pretzel is not going to be my go-to out of the bag.
But the soft ones with the cheese dip and the mustard and all. Oh, yeah. No, I love them.
It's a stadium food, isn't it? A pretzel?
Sure. Sure, I'll put that on the Mount Rushmore of stadium foods.
Yeah. When I think of a pretzel, I think of I'm not in the mood for popcorn. I'm not in the mood for a hot dog. I'll go grab a big pretzel.
Right. You put mustard on that bad boy?
I'll drizzle a little Dijon on it for sure. Yeah.
I like yellow mustard on it. I don't like the Dijon.
Hmm. Real carbsy.
Love me a
yeah,
cinnamon
it's
pretzel.
Pretty much all carbs. It's just yeah. bread. Code bread.
I take the chains off.
Code bread.
The enemy is here.
What were you saying, Jimmy? You had a thought on pretzels?
Love me a cinnamon pretzel from Auntie Anne's.
So is a cinnamon pretzel really a pretzel?
Yes.
Yeah.
And those cinnamon pretzels are fire. There's no question. They're good. But is that really a pretzel? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if I say to you, I like chips, and then I go pull out a bag of chocolate-covered potato chips, you know, that I got as a gift. You know, there's four chocolate-covered chips in there. And I go, oh, I love chips. Mm. You would say, you know, are those really chips? Because it's more chocolate than chip. A pretzel, in my mind, it's the pretzel with some salt.
No.
That's about it. You make it a dessert. You know, it's like these IHOP specials. They go, oh, you know what I love? I love pancakes. And then all of a sudden, you know how you love your pancakes? You don't love pancakes. You like cake because it has frosting, chocolate, caramel, chips on it. They make it into a smiley face. You drizzle syrup all over. Well, you don't like pancakes. You like cake. Anything's great with frosting and hot fudge on it. So I don't know if the cinnamon pretzels, while they're great, Jimmy, I don't know if the cinnamon pretzel is a pretzel.
It's definitely a pretzel.
Yeah. I was going to say, Hawk, is dessert rice still rice?
No, and it doesn't even exist.
Dessert rice.
I get you, though, Hawk, because, you know, a big new fad now at pizza restaurants is like a Nutella pizza.
Right.
And I get it. I get what they're doing because, oh, you like this fried dough? Well, here, we're going to throw a little Nutella and ice cream on it. But that's not pizza. Don't fool me.
Right.
That's not pizza.
It's such a great point. It's like, oh, you know what I love? I love pizza. I got a pizza for tonight. Here, let me open up the box, grab a slice. Oh, that's not a pizza. That's a pizookie. Well, no, it's in the shape of a pizza. It's in a pizza box. They call it cookie pizza. And so I love pizza. Well, I don't know. I think we're being kind of liberal calling this pizookie pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with the Auntie Anne's and the cinnamon pretzel. Yeah.
But it's still a pretzel with
Is
just.
It?
Yes.
No.
It's definitely a pretzel.
It's a pretzel with salt and then a pretzel with cinnamon, but it's still the exact same ingredient.
You know what a pretzel with cinnamon is? A churro.
A churro. Oh, yes. You're so right.
It's not a churro.
You're so right.
It is.
If you put salt on a churro,
I think we need to end the show because I think I just ended it.
Yeah.
So salt on a
pretzel. I just went top shelf on you. I was Carter Verhaeghe. I just went top shelf on all your asses.
And I made a save like Bobrovsky.
No, you didn't make a save. There was no save. There was
definitely
no save.
A save.
That puck flew right by your head. You didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah. No, you
cinnamon
nailed
pretzel
it.
Is a churro.
He's right. 100% he's right.
So a churro with salt on it's a pretzel?
If it has no cinnamon, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's a long pretzel. Yeah.
Because what are you dipping the cinnamon pretzel into? You're not dipping it into mustard. That would be ridiculous. You're dipping
right,
it into caramel
treat it
or chocolate.
Like a regular pretzel.
Right.
Yeah, you treat it special.
Mm-hmm. But it's still made of pretzel ingredients. It's a pretzel.
Well, no. Cinnamon is not a pretzel ingredient. Sorry. It's not.
It's a pretzel outing.
No, it's not. It's a churro outing.
Well, today, both of America's biggest pretzel outfits have deals. Wetzel's Pretzels is giving out free pretzels today starting at 3 p.m. And
how do you think they come up with that name?
Rhyme.
Hmm.
there's no way there's somebody by the name of Wetzel. And he said, you know what? I'm about to start making pretzels.
But wouldn't it be amazing if one of the world's best pretzel makers happened to be named Wetzel?
It would. I think the rhyme did it.
Founder, Rick Wetzel.
Holy Get out hell. Of here. Wow.
Rick Wetzel, founder of Wetzel's Pretzels.
That's wild, man.
Crazy, man. Wow.
Man.
Certain people are put on this earth with a purpose.
I mean, the guy was planning on opening a salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Wetzel salads. And then he's like, "This something's missing." His cousin was like, you know, Harv, you have always been so good at making pretzels. The guy was like, holy mackerel, Wetzel's Pretzels.
Want to blow your mind?
Hmm.
Crowder powder.
Wow, you're right. Wow. Wow, you are right. You are the Harvey Wetzel of seasonings. This is our draft coverage, folks.
Chop Robinson loves Wetzel's Pretzels.
All right, we got to wrap it up here. You have anything else, Solana?
Just to round this out, Auntie Anne's has a free pretzel deal for rewards members today. So,
all right.
You're in the mood for pretzel on National Pretzel Day. Don't you dare accuse the Hawk and Crowder Show of not giving you the information, the deets, if you will.
That's right. That's right.
And we can all agree the pretzel bun is the superior burger bun. All right, your weather. It's sponsored by Demesman.
Bun. That talk about a product extension that pretzels did not need. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Gorgeous afternoon outside. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have another pair, final pair, of Imagine Dragons tickets, and I'd like to give them away this segment if we can, if you'll remind me towards the end of the segment. Imagine Dragons are bringing their world tour to West Palm Beach at the end of August. They'll be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. And we've given away a pair every day this week, and we will do so once again today. Final one. It's a Live Nation show, and if you want to win them, just keep listening. I've noticed Crowder isn't back on his mic, but you got to tell him that the segment started. We're just doing a segment. You're not letting him know, and so he doesn't know when to come back.
Way to go, Jimmy.
I was really kind of directing that at you. Jimmy's the hero of this segment, and Debbie Gibson. That's all I needed to hear. Now I'm good. I was going to give the draft grades again for the Dolphins, but I wanted Crowder to hear them so that he could weigh in and comment. Here comes Crowder over to his desk right now. It was Solana's fault because I knew you were right there, but Solana just never bothered to text you that we were back on the air. And I'm like, and we're doing the segment. And I'm like, Solana, you're going to have to text Crowder because he doesn't know when we're coming back. And he immediately blamed it on Jimmy.
He doesn't like me. He hates me and Tua.
Here's the draft grades. I did this at 2 p.m., but here are draft grades from different media outlets regarding the Dolphins and Chop, okay? And by the way, none of them, this is what I said at the beginning of the show, none of them are Fs. No, this wasn't, you know, like you may not be over the moon because you don't know who Chop Robinson is.
Yeah.
But trust me, if it was an F, if it was a swing and a miss, you'd know.
Yes.
So I'm like, there was only one A given. It was by Pete Briscoe at CBS Sports. I'll read you that one. The rest of them are B's, but here's what Pete Briscoe says. CBS Sports gives them an A. I love this pick for Miami. He has the best first step in the draft. With a little coaching, he will be a dominant pass rusher. They can also move him around like a joker on the front. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's probably right in the fact that there's some upside. Give him some good coaching. And if you think Anthony Weaver is going to be a good coordinator, like, this seems like it might be an inspired pick by them.
Van Ginkle.
Yeah.
That's really what he's going to and I don't – proof's in the pudding, but a higher-rated, higher-drafted Van Ginkle, where you can move him around. He gets to the quarterback, comes off the edge. We need edge rushers. If Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips weren't injured for the first part of the season, I don't know if Chop Robinson is the pick, but you have to deal with the hand you're dealt, and we need pass rushers. And three is better than two. So if Jalen comes back healthy, Bradley comes back healthy, now you have three guys against the quarterback. I have no problem with it. I'm with Pete.
Yahoo Sports gives the Dolphins a B. They say Robinson is a raw pass rusher, but he's found himself in a good spot playing for new Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Robinson has all the tools in the world to become an elite pass rusher in the NFL if he can get a few signature moves down. The Dolphins also have some nice insurance in case Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips have a slow return from injury. And that's true. This gives them insurance now.
Yes. And a cheaper option if somebody had to move on from Bradley or Jalen after his fifth year.
The Athletic give the Dolphins a B+. With both starting edge rushers lost to season-ending injuries, which may not be true, Miami needed reinforcements, even if it's just to rotate. The Dolphins picked up perhaps the best player available with plenty of upside in edge rusher Chop Robinson. Miami could have used an offensive lineman, but a run at that position made edge rusher the best value pick at number 21 overall. One of the most feared pass rushers in the Big Ten, Robinson commanded attention last year on Penn State's elite defense. Robinson picked up only 4 sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss in 10 games, but he regularly was double-teamed in passing situations. Robinson, 6'3", 254 pounds, has elite get-off on the line of scrimmage, which was validated by his 4.48 second 40-yard dash at the Combine. Robinson began his playing career at Maryland in 2021 before transferring to Penn State. Some good numbers. He's fast.
Oh, I just watched him cry after he ran the 4.48 at the Combine. I was looking at Twitter, laying on the bed when Solana refused to call me, and he ran a 4.48, and he called his dad, and he was tearing up because that was the thing. He was like, man, I have one of the best times from a pass rusher in the draft and draft history, pretty much.
Yeah, they had there's some simulations on Twitter that people made of his 40 compared to wide receivers.
Yeah,
and he's keeping up. So got speed.
4.48, that's flying. 2.40, that's flying.
USA Today gives the Dolphins a B. With Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips both recovering from injuries, Miami might have felt uncomfortable in whether its pass rush could muster enough to slow other AFC contenders. Robinson is a feast or famine kind of player at this point in his development, but all the athletic traits are there for him to become an extremely difficult matchup for any blocker. Operating in a spot role might be a favorable situation for the early part of his career. And I'll give you one more grade here. This is Fox Sports. They give the Dolphins a B+. Given how explosive the Miami Dolphins offense can be, it makes sense to boost a pass rush to punish opposing quarterbacks attempting to keep up, especially with former first-round edge rusher Jalen Phillips struggling to stay healthy. Robinson explodes off the ball like he has springs in his shoes. While the splash is undeniable, his iffy productivity is worrisome. In a position group full of boom or bust prospects, Robinson is the biggest lottery ticket of them all. I'll just tell you, you know I'm a gambler. I love boom or bust. I like that better than, hey, this is what you're going to get with this guy. It's going to be a, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Give me boom or bust. I don't mind a bust if the upside potential is, you know, all pro. And it seems like there is an unbelievable upside potential with Chop Robinson.
Who do we need to affect to win the AFC? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers next year off the Achilles. We have to make quarterbacks uncomfortable. And that's what their job is going to be. Tua and McDaniel are going to score points. We have to make them score less. That's why I love this pick. It's good. And I said it earlier. I haven't watched a bunch of Chop. I've watched a Chop Robinson highlight reel. So it was the best place he played. But he looked explosive, and I saw him tearing quarterbacks up from the weak side. I loved it.
Yeah, bottom line. Give us an offensive lineman or someone who can get to the quarterback. Like, that was pretty much it. Like, I said, don't get cutesy. And they didn't.
Nope.
So I'm good with it. Be interesting to see what they do in round two. They don't have a round three or four pick, but maybe you'll see some action tonight and some maneuvering.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.